And it's now time for your daily Fortas News Break, production of Fortas Institute. 8 members of Antifa were convicted Friday on terrorism charges for their roles in a 4th of July attack on an ICE detention facility in Texas. The group launched a premeditated assault on the Prairie Land Detention Center, setting off explosives and vandalizing property, even shooting at police officers, one of whom took a bullet to the neck and survived. All 8 were found guilty of providing material support to terrorists and rioting, with one defendant, Benjamin Song, also convicted of attempted murder and discharging a firearm. North Korea fired more than 10 ballistic missiles into the sea Saturday as U.S. and South Korean forces conducted a joint military drill on the peninsula. The launches splashed down off the East Coast, with U.S. Indo-Pacific Command saying the event poses no immediate threat to American personnel or allies. President Trump signed 2 executive orders on Friday aimed at making homeownership more attainable. The first targets federal regulatory barriers that have slowed down construction and driven up costs, while the second seeks to increase competition among mortgage lenders to bring down borrowing rates. The move comes as the Senate passed bipartisan housing legislation 89-10, including provisions to prevent corporations from buying up single-family homes. The Chicago Teachers Union wants to cancel school on May 1st so students and teachers can join a nationwide anti-Trump protest. Their stated concern? Democracy itself. Their actual track record, only 43% of Chicago public school students can read at grade level, and just 27% are proficient at math. The union's approval rating among Chicago voters has cratered to 28%, while the mayor, a union member they spent millions to elect, sits at a stunning 14% approval. Meanwhile, a University of British Columbia professor is documenting what happens when students outsource their learning to AI. After her students used chatbots to summarize readings instead of actually reading them, exam scores plummeted from an 85 average to 64. The Oscars pulled roughly 20 million viewers this year, a far cry from the 57 million who watched in 1998. A Rasmussen poll found 54% of Americans believe movies have gotten worse over the past 2 decades. Hollywood keeps lecturing, and America keeps reaching for their remote. Speaking of people nobody asked for, the former mayor of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, was arrested on Friday for grooming a teenage boy. The mayor, who campaigned on expanding youth programs and LGBTQ events in the community, allegedly began a sexual relationship with a minor. The mayor resigned earlier this month, and now we know why. And that wraps up today's Fortas News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortas Plus or sign up to become a Fortas Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortasInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortas News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.